The views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Everybody, Bill Buckmaster with you. My friend Ray Allen is on the other side of the glass engineering and producing the show. Together we welcome you to the Buckmaster program on this midweek edition, August the 8th, 2018. Got a little rain up at the Hacienda last night. It was very nice, lasted only a few minutes, but a lot of lightning around town. So again, typical monsoon. It can rain in your neighborhood. And then a block away, there'll be nothing. We're coming to you live from Tucson's Voice. It's AM 1030 KVOI. Have our worldwide live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. My website is also the place for all of our podcasts. Got the complete archive. It's available for you 24/7. Very easy to use. Go to buckmastershow.com. The full list of the 24 or so contributors, wonderful people in their particular fields, honored people like Dr. Victoria Mazes, the contributor on health for the Buckmaster Show, all of their bios up at buckmastershow.com. Dr. Mazes, the executive director of the University of Arizona-based Center for Integrative Medicine. She's a very busy lady. She is professor of medicine, family medicine, and public health. Dr. Mazes is internationally recognized as a leader in integrative medicine and is committed to health promotion and pioneering change efforts that solve America's healthcare system problems. She's the editor of the Oxford University textbook, Women's Integrative Health, and author of Be Fruitful, The Essential Guide to Maximizing Fertility and Giving Birth to a Healthy Child. You can learn more about her on her fine website, Victoria Mazes, MD, .com, or follow her on Twitter at VMazes. Dr. Mazes on the live line. How are you? How are you holding up this summer?
It's way too hot.
It is way too hot and
way
humid.
Too hot.
Hey, let's take a deep dive today into those nutritional, those little things that are the little print that you usually you have to put your glasses on and or get a magnifying glass to look at the nutritional facts on the back of a package of food items. And probably I'm like most consumers, Dr. Mazes. I take a look at it. I really am not quite sure what I'm looking for. Probably the first thing I look at is calories. But let's begin at the beginning. Why do we even have that on the packaging?
Well, good for you for looking at it. And yes, it can be confusing. Why are you bothering? What do you hope to get out of it? And why are we talking about it now? Well, 2 years ago, the FDA announced that there would be a new nutrition facts label for packaged food beginning last month, the end of last month. They actually now have extended the deadline, so companies will have another 18 months. But some of the changes have already shown up and will show up even before the enforcement deadline. And the first thing that you will see when you look is the serving size, which of course is important, as well as the calories, because, you know, sometimes you pick up a bag of chips and you think, oh, that looks yummy, and you turn it over and it says that bag of chips, which, you know, you thought was a bag of chips, actually is intended to be eaten as four servings. And so, you know, if the calories say 50 calories a serving, but you actually were going to eat the whole bag and not a fourth of the bag or an eighth of the bag, as the case may be, then it's important to have both of those pieces of information.
What is the percentage of daily value? Could you explain that to our listeners?
Sure. So we have ideas about how much fiber people should eat, or you know, keeping limits of certain things, like limited how much sodium we get or how much sugar we get. And so the percent of the daily value tells you, you know, how much of this good thing or bad thing is actually in this food so that you can reach your goal or keep to your goal. So, for example, with sugar, the daily value is said to be 50 grams, although the American Heart Association recommends keeping it significantly lower, 36 grams for men, which is about 9 teaspoons or 150 calories, and 25 grams for women, which would be 6 teaspoons or 100 calories. But, you know, if you think about the fact that, for example, one sugar-sweetened beverage could easily have 150 calories, and then maybe you, you know, had a cookie or you had a cup of coffee that you put some sugar in or something else, then you certainly could be consuming way more than the recommendation for sugar. So these can be helpful for people to make decisions about whether to purchase that packaged food or not.
So certainly sugar is one of the items that we should really, some of the targets you've been talking about. How about the calories?
Well, I mean, so that's another thing I think that can be super helpful, and I think it helped people make decisions. Like, I'll give an example for myself. I like to eat food. I like to chew food. I like to enjoy that. And a sweet beverage may be nice, but it doesn't satisfy me in a certain way. And I think I'm not alone in that, that a lot of people feel satisfaction when they sit down and eat their meal. And when they drink something, they don't necessarily feel the same kind of satisfaction or satiety. Well, you know, depending on what it is you pick to drink, like, for example, I'm just going to pick on a couple of companies. If you had a Burger King chocolate ice cream shake, that's 950 calories.
Oh, whoa.
146 grams of sugar in there and a lot of fat as well. If you had a Starbucks white chocolate mocha frappuccino, that's 410 calories. So, you know, in the example of the Starbucks, that would be a fifth of your calories for the whole day if you were the average person needing about 2,000 calories. So some people might say, absolutely, that's worth a fifth of what I'm going to consume all day. And someone else, and I'd be in that someone else category, might say, you know, I'd rather eat a meal. You know, I'd rather have food and skip that and, you know, have a black coffee if I want coffee and not drink all that sugar, essentially.
You know, one thing that is encouraging, a lot of the restaurants now are putting the calories on the menu. Even some of the drive-thrus, like McDonald's, they're putting up how many calories are in a Big Mac or just a small hamburger. It is surprising to see how many calories are in there, but I think it's a positive sign that we're at least posting this information.
Right. It gives people the information to help make a decision. So, again, you just mentioned a burger. Going back to that Burger King chocolate ice cream shake, 950 calories, you could have eaten at Burger King a burger, a small fries, and a small soda for 660 calories. So, you know, it's sometimes shocking, and I do think that this has both helped people make wiser decisions, and also it has shifted the serving sizes that stores are providing and that restaurants are providing, because, you know, that giant muffin that's looks delicious, but then when you see that it's 1,000 calories and you say, wow, that's half of what I get to eat all day, you know, people suddenly are preferring the littler muffin that has a third of the calories, for example. Also, on these new food label rules, it has to be realistic. So, for example, I mentioned that bag of chips earlier. If most people are going to pick up that bag of chips and eat it in one serving, then there has to be what they're calling dual column labels, so that they could say that, well, a fourth of the bag is what they consider the serving, and that would be, you know, I don't have a bag of chips in front of me, but say it's 100 calories. They'd also have to put the 400 calories if indeed people had the whole thing. So
right.
If you think about a big bottle of soda, 24 ounces, are common. They'd have to say, this is what would be if you drank the whole bottle of soda as opposed to half of it, even though the serving is only half. And I'm often amazed by how many things the serving is half of, you know, what you're purchasing. And you look at it and you think, no, I was planning to have that whole thing.
Now, we haven't gotten into saturated fat, trans fat, and what is the difference, please?
Yeah. So, you know, this this is also very interesting that the food labels are now recognizing that all fat is not created alike. And so rather than just saying total grams of fat, they're divvying up and telling you which is the fat in it. So trans fat is bad, and trans fat is no longer recognized as safe by the FDA, and actually the deadline for manufacturers to eliminate artificial sources of trans fat has already passed. So it is good for us as consumers that trans fat is coming out of the diet. It increases the risk of heart disease, of cancer, of all sorts of other problems. Saturated fat has been vilified, but the saturated fat is getting a more nuanced look at it now. It depends a little what you eat instead. If you eat white bread, or if you have all of those teaspoons of sugar, saturated fat actually could be a healthier choice. But the healthiest fats are the monounsaturated and the polyunsaturated. So that would be things like olive oil, the fat that's in nuts or in an avocado, and then also the fats that's in foods like salmon, walnuts, flaxseed, other kinds of seeds. So we're starting to see a more sophisticated label that is going to point you towards the particular kinds of fats as opposed to total fat.
All right, lots more to talk with Dr. Victoria Mazes, 790-2040, if you have any questions or would like to join in the conversation. Dr. Mazes will stick around for another segment, but first I want to tell all of our listeners, of course, it's lunch hour. A good place to go right now is Mona's Danish Bakery, the northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. Why not have a great sandwich on some of that wonderful baked bread that the owner, Steve, gets up so early with his team of bakers to make sure it's all ready and fresh for you. Of course, Mona's is home of the Danish Kringle. Mona's Danish Bakery, located at the northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. Go to my website, buckmastershow.com. There's a link to Mona's and a link to all of the great partners that make this program possible. We'll be right back. This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport with six airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections. I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. In case you haven't heard, a recent state performance audit says the Regional Transportation Authority is meeting performance and budget expectations on voter-approved RTA plan delivery. Now in its 12th year of plan implementation, the RTA is committed to delivering the remaining projects with the community's support to improve our regional transportation system. Working together for a better future, visit rtamobility.com.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Today, more than ever, consumers want to work with a business they trust. Hi, this is Suzanne Miller with your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, reminding you that thousands of consumers go to tucson.bbb.org every week to inquire about trustworthy businesses. Is your business accredited with BBB? To find out more, call Celeste Angelini at 520-345-5837 or go to tucson.bbb.org and remember to always start with trust.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Join us Thursday during the noon hour for a newsmaker interview with Tucson City Councilman Steve Kasachek. Plus, research showing now that small talk is actually healthy. Buckmaster during the noon hour on AM 1030 KBOI, Tucson's voice, worldwide live listening, buckmastershow.com. Welcome back. Dr. Victoria Mays is the Buckmaster Show contributor on health. She is the executive director of the UA Bay Center for Integrative Medicine. She's a professor of medicine, family medicine, and public health. We're discussing these nutrition labels, and one area that we have not touched on, Dr. Mays, is the dietary fiber, which is listed under the total, carbohydrates, is that right?
Yeah, so dietary fiber, what your grandmother might have called roughage.
There you go. I remember that.
roughage. This is very important for our digestive health, and we're learning more and more about the ways in which fiber helps our digestive health. Its overall recommendation is 28 grams a day. In general, we don't get enough of it in our diet, and it comes in two forms. There is soluble fiber, which is broken down, and we actually digest and get some calories from, and then insoluble fiber, which does not break down and dissolve, so to speak. So essentially, it moves through our digestive tract. And soluble fiber comes from foods like beans and peas and fruits, oats, nuts, seeds, vegetables, all super healthy foods you'll recognize. And insoluble fiber overlaps. Some of it also is in fruit and nuts and seeds and vegetables, but things like wheat bran and sometimes whole grains. So yes, we want to pay attention to where we're getting the fiber, and that's one of the things the label can help us with as well. How much fiber is in that breakfast cereal, for example?
How about those watching their cholesterol?
Yes, so that's a very good point. Soluble fiber is able to help you reduce your cholesterol because it interferes with absorption of the fat in the diet and helps lower the bad kind or the LDL cholesterol. And so it is sometimes recommended very specifically for that reason. But what we're learning more and more is that this fiber that we, you know, tended to think was sort of inert and just passed through us as roughage, bulked up our stools, that actually it is a nutrient for the microbiome. So while we may not be able to digest it, it turns out that it has an important source of food, essentially, for the bacteria, viruses, yeast, et cetera, that are living in our intestinal tract. And so that matters. That helps us keep our microbiome healthy.
And the vitamins are now listed as well. Not all vitamins, but a couple of them.
Yeah, actually, some new ones were added and some old ones were taken away. So it used to be that vitamin A and vitamin C had to be listed, but the folks at the FDA recognized that we actually are doing quite well as a society of getting vitamin A and vitamin C, and so that no longer is required to be listed. But two ones that were added were vitamin D, and we've talked about vitamin D over the years that many people are low in vitamin D, and so the food label will now require labeling for how much vitamin D this food will contribute, and also potassium, which is a mineral that often people do not get enough of. And so reading the label can now help you know, are you getting a significant amount of potassium from this food.
Overall, you think this is a good good idea, the new labels?
Well, I think it is a good idea. As I mentioned, especially things like the serving size can certainly help. I think people tend to underestimate the amount of calories that are in a food. But you know, it's one piece of a very large package, because the truth is the healthiest foods of all don't have nutrition fact labels on them. They're in the produce section. They're whole foods in the truest sense. You know, you pick them off the tree, you pull them out of the ground, and there is your head of lettuce. There are your bulk carrots, or your squash, or corn on the cob, delicious right now. None of those are going to have a food label on them. It's only packaged foods.
Okay, Dr. Victoria Mazes, well, let's go to Ingrid, who has a question about an item I like very much, avocados. Go ahead, Ingrid.
Hi. Of course, avocados don't come with the label on them that says, you know, how much of this and that is in it. Just how good are avocados for you? They're always, you know, deemed to be such. And are we doing ourselves a favor by spending so much money on them? Can you tell us anything about their content? I'll hang up and listen. Thank you so much.
Good. Thank you. Avocados, Dr.
Great
Mazes.
Great question. So avocados are a source of healthy fats, those monounsaturated fats, and those fats are beneficial for our health. They help us stay feeling full longer. Avocados also are a source of vitamin C and E, vitamin K, B6, other B vitamins, potassium. So there's a lot of value in an avocado, and I think that the caller may have been wondering also about, you know, how many calories, and that's going to depend a little bit on how big a slice of avocado you put in the diet. But in general, some of these foods that we were warned about, like don't eat that because it's too caloric, some of these are super healthy foods, and I don't have this for avocados, but for example, nuts, which similarly we were said don't eat nuts because they're fattening, but the data shows that when people include a handful of nuts in their daily diet, they actually lose weight. So it would be good to include avocado, but perhaps a quarter to a half as opposed to a whole avocado.
Roberta has a question. Go ahead, Roberta.
What is resistant starch, please?
Resistance starch. Go ahead, Dr. Mazes.
Yeah, that's a great question in terms of what it means and how important it is. The idea is that a resistant starch is something that somehow resists digestion, and so it is an insoluble kind of fiber. These fibers, as I mentioned earlier, are health-promoting, and they appear to help us avoid pre-diabetes. So they make us more sensitive to insulin, which is the hormone that regulates our blood sugar. They also help us feel fuller. And so including this kind of resistant starch in the diet, fiber essentially helps us be fuller, helps us be smarter about what we eat.
Another quick question about fruits and calories. Could you address that briefly, please?
Yeah, so sometimes people worry that fruits are a source of sugar. There is fructose, which is the sugar found in fruit. And in general, I think fruit is absolutely part of a healthy diet. It has many vitamins. The fiber that's in fruit slows the digestion of the fruit so that it's not the same kind of big sugar load as it would be if you drank a cup of fruit juice or a soda, for example. So I think that most people would consider that with very rare exceptions, eating fruit is part of a healthy diet.
I enjoy a glass of pineapple juice. I try to make it a small one in the morning because, quite honestly, it's packing a few calories, Dr. Mazes.
That is true. There's two issues there. One is it contributes to that total amount of calories we eat each day. And as I said earlier, I sort of like my calories to come from food as opposed to beverage. But for some people, they're going to say, no, I enjoy that. It's delicious. I have a small amount. And I think that that's fine. But it is a bit of that decision. The second thing is that if you drink juice alone and not in the context of a balanced meal, it is something that can rapidly increase your blood sugar. So it's, some people say, no different from a soda or something else that just is rapidly digested and rapidly raises your blood sugar. So if you're going to have juice, you're sort of better off having it in the context of a meal that has some fat and protein so that it is more slowly digested.
All right. Where can people find out more about the Center for Integrative Medicine?
We have a wonderful website, azcim.org, the Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine.org, and lots of information there.
Dr. Mazes, always a pleasure. Try to stay cool, okay?
You too.
Thanks a lot. Victoria
You're
Mazes.
Welcome.
Thanks. Victoria Mazes. Her website, Victoria Mazes, MAIZESMD.com. You can also follow her on Twitter at VMazes. So that's always a pleasure speaking with her. It's 12:30 on the Buckmaster Show. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
Get your tickets now for Arizona Wildcats football. Kevin Sumlin leads the program into a new era, and we want you to be part of it. Season tickets start at the new low price of $70 for all seven home games. Flex packs, group tickets, and single game tickets are also on sale. The new era of Arizona football starts September 1st when the Wildcats take on BYU at Arizona Stadium. Get your tickets today at arizonawildcats.com/FB or call 621-CATS.
This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. This portion of our program presented by our fine sponsor, Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. We send so many of our Buckmaster Show listeners over to Silver City. It's only a 3-hour drive to Silver City, and there is so much to do over in Silver City, including visiting the famous Gila Cliff Dwellings National Monument, and really just kind of hanging out in historic Silver City. Visit Southwest New Mexico for a complete listing of the many places to stay and several dozen recreation opportunities in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Joining me in studio right now is Lloyd Windel. Mr. Windel is the contract administration manager for the city of Tucson. He's also the president of the Copper Chapter of the National Institute for Government Procurement. Lloyd, how are you?
I'm doing great today, and thank you for having me. I really do appreciate it.
Tell me a little bit about the Copper Chapter and what it's all about, and really, what is the NIGP?
So the Copper Chapter is one of 75 local chapters of the NIGP. And they are spread out throughout the USA and Canada. We also have memberships that are international. The NIGP is comprised of 3,000 member agencies representing 15,000 procurement professionals. The NIGP supports its memberships by providing valuable resources, including best practices in public procurement, how we spend the taxpayers' money. We have peer networks, publications, education, and training through various media formats like face-to-face classes, online classes, and webinars, all with the goal of providing relevant professional development for the procurement professional.
Why did you get into the profession?
Well, funny question that you asked, Bill. I just kind of fell into it. I had originally been interviewing for an accounting manager's position, and the more and more we talked with his potential employer, the more we felt that my skills would align with procurement, being a procurement professional and being a buyer, a professional shopper as it was. And so I took a leap of faith and went down the road, and I've never looked back. I've been doing this for 16 plus years now, and I just love it.
Is a buyer then kind of the same thing as a procurement manager?
So there are different categories or classifications in the procurement profession. A buyer is usually an entry-level type of person who's coming into the profession. A procurement manager is usually overseeing a staff that could be from 1 to 2 up to 7 or 8 or 9, depending on the agency that they work for.
Now, one of your big events is something called a reverse vendor trade show. I think everybody knows what a trade show is, and people know kind of what a vendor is. So what is a reverse vendor trade show?
So it does differ from a regular trade show, Bill. A regular trade show is where the vendors have the hosting booths or hosting tables, and then their patrons come in or their customers come in and can meet with them. In this case, as the Copper Chapter, we are actually going to be manning these tables and booths. So in one event area, we'll have at least 26 to maybe 30 or 35 local government agencies who are at these tables to provide information and engage in discussions with the vendor community. And typically, our attendance numbers run around 200. We're hoping that we can boost that up to about 250 this year. And the reason for that we expect that is that we've moved the location of the event to the Hotel Tucson City Center, which is located in downtown Tucson.
Lloyd, why should a business owner want to attend this reverse trade show?
So there are a number of bullet points that I'll kind of share
Go
with
ahead,
you
sure.
about you know, what that value is to the community, to the local businesses. So they have the opportunity to network with hundreds of local and regional businesses. Those range from small mom and pop type of stores here in Tucson on up to Fortune 500 type of companies. So they have instant networking with their peer group. They also have direct access to what I mentioned before, 26 to 35 local government agencies and private businesses all in one location.
So what? Yeah, go ahead, Lloyd.
Yeah, the booths are staffed by the various government agencies. At times, we've had chambers of commerce there, small business associations. We have the Better Business Bureau who's going to be there this year.
Oh, they're one of our great sponsors. Yeah.
Yes, and they're actually going to be providing an educational breakout session for the business community there. So they'll share with the small businesses or the businesses who attend how they can be a valuable resource for them.
I'm a small business owner myself. I own this radio show. And so any opportunity for a small business owner to kind of get in touch with folks in one location is huge, Lloyd.
We feel the same. And this is our 11th annual reverse vendor trade show that we've had so far. And we've had good attendance at these shows. But we're looking to actually change things up a little bit. And we hope that we're improving year after year after year.
So what is the benefit of being a member of your organization?
So there's many benefits, Bill, to being a member of the chapter. You know, the members are comprised of the various local government agencies, you know, City of Tucson, Pima Community College, Tucson Unified School District, and other nonprofits that might want to join in as well. And in those agencies, the procurement professionals have an opportunity to join this organization. They have instant access to their peer group that is in this membership. So if something comes up in their day-to-day business operations, they have peers that they can reach out to say, hey, have you ever bought this before? Or have you ever done this service before? I'd like some help on this. Can you share with me what you've done in the past? And let's see if that makes sense for us.
What are some of the things that are attractive in your profession, Lloyd, about a buyer? What do you really, we talked a little bit about how you kind of wound up in it. You were thinking of going into accounting, but you wound up as a buyer. I mean, what's exciting to you about buying items for a company?
That is a fantastic question. And being a buyer or a contract officer or a procurement professional, whatever that title is within the organization, it really is an opportunity for you to learn something new every day. And that is big with me. Personally, I want to learn something new every day. Mm-hmm. And in the procurement profession, you have those opportunities. So you're working with your different customers who are located throughout your agency. You might be buying office supplies one day. The next day, you might buy an exotic animal for the zoo.
Yeah. I mean, it really varies depending on who you're working for and what type of material you're buying. I know a little bit about it. My wife is in your business, so she is in the procurement business. And I know she's really excited about it. And you touched on something, Lloyd. It's about learning something new every day.
Exactly. And I always joke, too, that, Bill, that, you know, I have to be like Sybil. Uh-huh. I need to have 16 different personalities to match my 16 different customers. Whether they're, you know, within my peer group or within the employees who I work for or out in the vending community as well. Yeah. So it really is. It's a lot of fun being able to engage with everyone that I get to personally help and serve.
Yeah, but think about it. You're contract administration manager for the City of Tucson. So basically, your team buys a huge variety of different items. Am I onto something here? Is that safe to say?
That is very safe to say. You know,
everything from A to Z, right?
Yeah. Everything, Bill, everything.
Uh-huh. What are some of the areas in the City of Tucson that you would buy?
So whether it is myself or one of my peers
at
the city, you know, we do a lot of construction work. So, you know, the ongoing Grant Road widening, that construction, we're actively involved in that. That is one of the City of Tucson's projects. Mm-hmm. As I mentioned before, one of the first things that I had the privilege of buying was an exotic animal for the zoo, which I had no idea how all that type of things worked.
That's but right, because the zoo is part of the is under the city's portfolio, yeah. So you were involved with. can I ask what kind of animal it was, Lloyd?
You know, I'm trying to recall my memory here. That was about 10 years ago.
Okay, was it some kind of an exotic bird or something?
I think it was a tapir. T-A-P-I-R.
Oh, a taper, I yeah, think. Yeah. T-A-P-I-R. Yeah, that's
if
right.
If I remember correctly.
Anyway, so let's summarize again the specifics about your event that is coming up on September
19th.
And the venue again
is at the Hotel Tucson City Center.
Okay.
And that is on 475 North Granada. That is just off of I-10, and it's in between St. Mary's exit and Congress exit.
So where can people find out more if they would like to take part in the reverse vendor trade show?
Yeah, so I would suggest, you know, visiting the Copper Chapter's website. It's www.copperchapter.com. Mm-hmm. And there'll be options there for you to register as a vendor. And today I'd like to offer your listeners a special discount rate for us. We'd be willing to offer you a $90 rate instead of the current $100 rate to attend at this point.
Okay.
All they have to do is select the code that drops down. It says special.
Okay.
And that'll be registered as that. We also have various opportunities to sponsor the event.
Okay.
So that ranges from, you know, $250 on up to $2,500, which is our title sponsor. And we're so excited this year to welcome Dr. Paul Melendez from the University of Arizona's Eller College of Management's Executive Leadership Program. They are our title sponsor this year.
Very cool.
And we're so excited to have him deliver his message as our keynote speaker.
Okay, and the time of the event is 8 a.m. to 2, is it?
8:30 to 2 p.m. Okay. And absolutely, you can start arriving at 8 o'clock. We'll start bringing in the walk-in registrants at that time.
Right.
We'll hand out their goodie bags and get their name tags and all that type of fun stuff that they're going to need.
Lloyd Windell. Thank you, Lloyd. Contract Administration Manager for the City of Tucson, President of the Copper Chapter of the National Institute for Government Procurement. How's that? There you go.
Sounds great. Thank you, Bill.
Lloyd, thank you very much. Good luck with your event.
Yeah, appreciate your time.
All right. The Regional Transportation Authority funds projects to help make our transportation system safe, reliable, and efficient. Improve regional mobility is important for economic vitality for businesses and families. The RTA continues to finance construction work for 6 new roadway projects scheduled in 2018. For more information on RTA projects, visit rtamobility.com. The RTA is delivering its promise to you. Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Hey, it's Matt Russell from the Buckmaster Show.
And this is Ryan Hansen from Bon Voyage Travel.
I am so pumped to be partnering with Bon Voyage on my next culinary and cocktail cruise.
This is definitely a cruise for foodies as you experience the Mediterranean on Celebrity Cruises.
And the private excursions that your team has arranged for us? I mean, come on, an Ouzo distillery tour in Greece? A food and wine day on Malta?
We'll handle everything, so all you and your guests need to do is eat, drink, and be happy.
Go to bvtravel.com/Matt Russell to learn more.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, midweek edition, the 8th of August. Hope the day is going well for you and the week is going well as well. Additional support for Buckmaster comes from Green Things. That's my favorite nursery. Jan and Jack, the owners, now have 13 acres at 3384 East River Road by the Rito River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. Here's the exciting news. Remember Zocalo? There used to be, their shop was over near the corner of Country Club and Broadway. Well, Zocalo now is part of the Green Things team and on the Green Things property, and they have all that great merchandise from Mexico and Latin America. There's also some European items as well. So now you can do all of your, get your gardening supplies and all your wonderful things for the garden and some great items for the interior of your home from Zocalo. GreenThingsAZ.com. Let's welcome now one of the great contributors to the Buckmaster Show, and that happens to be Dr. David Levy, the Buckmaster Show contributor on science, the former science editor of Parade Magazine. He's now head of and founder of the Sharing the Sky Science Education Organization. Dr. Levy, one of the most successful comet discoverers in history, discovering 23 comets, including his co-discovery of Shoemaker-Levy 9, the comet that collided with Jupiter in 1994, producing the most spectacular explosion ever witnessed in the solar system. Dr. Levy, I presume, how are you?
Hello there, Bill, and thank you for your patience. I wish to apologize to you and to your listeners about the kerfuffle earlier, but some days we get a lot of telemarketers, and we got a little bit confused today, and I'm sorry about that.
That's not a problem at all. It is live radio, and luckily we were able to just put our 12:45 guest on at 12:30, and Mr. Wendell, he was terrific, and you're always terrific as well, David. So it all worked out. How's that?
Oh, great. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Now, are you ready for your retreat? This will be your 15th annual retreat in upstate and New York.
I wish we could say we were ready for it, but it just happened last week.
Oh.
And we were there, and we had a wonderful time. The group was absolutely first-rate, Bill. It was first-rate. It is probably the most intelligent group of people I've ever worked with. And it worked out extremely well. The only problem was that we had six cloudy nights. We had a total of about 2 hours of good observing during the entire time we were there. So that part of it was a little disappointing. Got a couple of meteors and a little bit of comet searching done. But this was our final retreat, and I was going to play taps for the retreat today. In front of you, for you and your listeners, but it turns out that it's very hard to kill an event like this. And it turns out that we now have someone to take it over from us. And moreover, Wendy and I will still be going to it, but as participants, not as the ones responsible for it.
Well, there's a lot of organizing and kind of back office stuff that is involved. So actually, you can breathe easier, you and your lovely wife, Wendy. Now you can be participants, and you don't have all the headaches kind of the organizing. Is that correct?
Interesting thing is that my brother was there as well this time, and my brother Jerry and Dwayne. And they had a wonderful visit while they were there. So it was actually a very successful retreat.
Hey, David, what's the deal with Mars? I was looking up at Mars, and I swear to God, without a telescope or anything, it sure looked kind of red to me.
Well, it looks like a red light in the sky.
It does. It does.
It spends most of the night in the southern sky. You just go outside and look at it. You don't need a telescope. And it's really, really looking like a red traffic light.
Go ahead.
The problem is with Mars is that Mars's weather is a factor as well. It's not just our clouds, but Mars as well. And Mars is undergoing right now a planet-wide dust storm.
Really?
And that is why it's hard through a telescope to see a whole lot of detail on it. But it is clearing up, and you can see the polar caps and a few albedo features on the planet, contrast features on the planet, but not as much as you usually do. And that's just pretty much the situation with Mars right now. But it's still worth taking a look at if you have a small telescope.
Gee, those of us living in certain parts of Arizona, like up in Maricopa County and Phoenix, would feel right at home, wouldn't they, with that dust storm?
Yeah. And what do you think about the weather we've been having? We get back from the retreat and suddenly we got half an inch of rain last night.
Good.
A law about that.
Good, good, good. Any meteor showers if we do get some clear nights, which we should get a couple?
Yeah, well, the Delta Aquarids were at the end of last week, but now it's the Perseids, and the Perseids are by far the second biggest shower of the year. And the reason they're not the biggest showers is that the largest one is the Geminids, but nobody observes those because that's in December when it's cold and frigid. But why don't you go out and see the Perseids now? They are really wonderful, and if we get a clear night between now and the next few days, you should be able to see quite a few of these meteors in the clear sky, if we get some clear skies.
All right,
that's a big if.
It's time for the Dr. David Levy Quote of the Month here on the Buckmaster Show. It's all yours, David.
Thank you. The quote of this month is from Senator Carl Schurz. I don't know if he was a Republican or a Democrat, but I do know that he gave a lecture in Faneuil Hall in Boston on April the 18th, 1859, on the eve of the Civil War, and this is what he said. He said, "Ideals are like stars. You will not succeed in touching them with your hands. But like the seafaring man on the desert of waters, you choose them as your guides, and following them, you will reach your destiny." Bill, don't you think there's a lot of wisdom in that?
I think there's a tremendous amount of wisdom in that, David. David, I still have about a minute and a half with you, and I wanted to ask you, you said that the observing was not very good in upstate New York. So what does the group do when you don't have observing to do?
Well, we one night we had a sing-along with David Rossiter and one of the other people led us in a sing-along just like when we were kids, and that we thought the group wouldn't like that, and they didn't. It only went on for 3 hours.
Kind of reminds me.
We played trivia,
yeah,
and we talked and argued and did everything we usually do, and we love each other's company. It's just a lot of fun.
David, with these kind of monsoonal-type evenings, it is difficult for your observing. Do you still try to do some observing in case there's some breaks in the clouds?
Oh, yeah, that's what we're there. And while we're doing these crazy things, someone's going outside all the time to look at the sky, and if the clouds break, we go out and observe.
We had a question from a listener, David, who wondered about an entry-level telescope. Could you help out this listener, please?
Well, at the risk of giving free advertising,
go ahead.
I would go to Starizona. It's on North Oracle Road. The guy who owns it, his name is Dean, go in there and tell him you know me, mm-hmm. and you know Bill Buckmaster, and we're yeah. both reasonably decent people. Take good care of us and give us a good telescope for a beginner.
There you go.
And he'll take care of you.
David, it's always a pleasure, and I think we've already got you on the calendar for our visit in September. We'll look forward to that. Have a great day.
And I will try to be awake and alert and answering the phone.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Take care.
Bye-bye. David Levy with us. What a very talented man. My goodness. One of the most famous comet discoverers in history. All right, we have lots of local talk, kind of the hallmark of KVOI, local talk, and we've got local talk coming up this afternoon after Michael Medved with Mike Shaw. Ray Allen helps Mike and put together the show Mike Check with Mike Shaw, 4 to 6, and then it's Wake Up Tucson tomorrow morning. 6 to 9, Buckmaster Show at 12:04 tomorrow. On behalf of Ray Allen, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Hope you try to stay cool on this very hot and humid afternoon. Have a great one.